Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a program designed to encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. And here with a summary of today's chapter is Sandy Adams.
In Luke chapter 2, God solves a problem. 700 years earlier, Micah foretold that Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. Mary's about to deliver, and she's 100 miles from the prophesied maternity ward. A still small voice won't be enough to prompt Joseph to take his wife on a 3-day donkey ride. Nothing short of a royal edict will move this couple, and that's exactly what God provides. The Caesar in Rome thinks this census is to inflate his ego and demonstrate the vastness of his empire, but he is only a puppet on a string. The shots are being called in heaven, not Rome. Jesus had peasants for parents, was born in a stable, his first crib was a feeding trough. The announcement of his birth came not to dignitaries, but to lowly shepherds. The king came, not in the midst of worldly glitter and glamour. He came humbly, and he lived the way he came. Where do we, his servants, get off getting a big head? How can we expect special treatment for serving Jesus? Are we really representing the Jesus of Scripture? Mary knew her son was special, but she viewed him as a baby. Simeon and Anna are given a vision of his future. We're told few specifics about Jesus' childhood, but we know he was conscious of his calling even from an early age. At 12, he was in the temple teaching the teachers. When his parents found him, they asked him what he was doing. They should have known he'd be about his father's business. In whose business are you embroiled?
Chapter by Chapter is the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain, Georgia, and its pastor, Sandy Adams. If you would like a cassette of a complete study of today's chapter, contact us toll-free at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BY-CHAP. Or on the web, where you can listen again to today's chapter at calvarychapelstonemountain.com. Thanks for listening.